Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:56 British Summer Time. Today is August 29th. Well, today we saw that the majority of stock markets had a reasonably steady outcome, with the Dow Jones pretty much unchanged on the day, the S&P pretty similar, so same with the Nasdaq. The Brazilian market was down by about 1.75%. In Europe, the FTSE was down about 0.5%, the same with the CAC. The DAX was up very slightly, the IBEX down very slightly. The Swedish market, which was down quite heavy yesterday, was up by about 0.5%. In Asia this morning, the Nikkei was stronger by about 0.4%. The Hang Seng was relatively unchanged, the ASX was relatively unchanged. China, the China mainland, was weak again in here today. The Taiwanese market, which pulled back yesterday, was a tiny bit firmer. The Indian market is extending its decline. The Filipino market was a bit steadier for the second day in a row. The Malaysian market looks like it is prone to a further consolidation of its recent gains. The Indonesian market was relatively weak in here today. What we continue to see is that the short-term overbought conditions that have become evident across a whole range of stock markets continue to be unwound, and in most cases not in a particularly dynamic fashion. And that is probably the best that can be wished for, in that we're seeing in many cases a rather tight consolidation, which is allowing the short-term overbought condition to be unwound. That increases the possibility that the advance that has been underway since May could persist over the next couple of months, but in the intervening period there is still that risk of some further consolidation and a little bit of additional weakness for some of these markets. The most positive factor is that, given the fact that they rallied so impressively in late July and the early part of August, a large number of these markets have got sufficient room in which to consolidate and still hold to the progression of higher reaction lows. We've hung the uptrend that has been evident since May on the progression of higher reaction lows, and provided they remain intact, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside over the medium term. In the Treasury markets, US Treasuries were a little bit weaker in here today. In fact, just about all of the sovereign bond markets were a tad weaker in here, but they have become ever so slightly overbought in the short term. They've had a very sharp rally, most of them from the upper side of underlying trading ranges, and clear downward dynamics would be required to suggest that supply is coming back into control beyond the short-term scope for a little bit of a pause. We haven't seen anything in the way of clear downward dynamics for the sovereign bond markets of late. In the currency markets, the euro was a tad weaker in here today. It is also in the process of unwinding a short-term oversold condition. It still has about another 3 cents to go to come back up towards the 200-day moving average, and a clear downward dynamic would be required to check potential for a further unwind of that short-term oversold condition. Probably the greatest action in the markets today was in the commodities. Soybeans is pushing on to new high ground. When one looks at a weekly chart, it looks particularly overextended relative to the 200-day MA. But when one looks at it on a daily chart, then it remains a really quite a consistent advance. It's been consolidating here above 1,700 cents for the last week, and now it was stronger today by 30 cents and pushing on to new highs. Corn was stronger today by 18, wheat by 30. These grains and beans, of course, are a weather-driven event, and Hurricane Isaac and the rains that are coming along with it are probably not going to do a great deal to temper the intensity of the Midwest drought. And there are some quarters suggesting that even if rains were to come now, it's too late for these harvests. So against that background, there is the fundamental consideration that the reserves of corn, soybeans, and wheat on a global basis are at historically low levels, and there isn't a great deal of flexibility, and that is bullish for prices. We're not going to see a great deal of relief until this drought breaks. In the meantime, these prices are overextended. They're very high. Volatility has increased, so the risk premium has increased, but that's not to say that these prices can't go higher from here. In the precious metal markets, gold was weaker today by about $10. It's pulled back towards the 1650 area. 1650 also represents the upper side of the underlying trading range, and it is a potential area of support in the short term. At least the $1650 area, give or take $10 in either direction, represents a potential area of support. It's very similar with platinum and $1500. Platinum encountered some resistance in the region of $1,550. It was weaker today by an additional $3. It's currently in the region of $1,517. The $1,500 area represents the upper side of the underlying trading range and a potential area of support. For silver, has probably pushed higher or more away from the underlying trading range than the others, but it was weaker today by 20 cents. It's currently around $30.76, and there is the potential that we could have a further consolidation of the recent powerful gains. Provided the progressions of higher reaction lows remain intact during the current pullback for these precious metals, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, not just in the short term, but in the medium term. What this looks like is a process of consolidation following a surge upwards over the last 2 weeks. We're certainly seeing that they're coming down slower than they went up. That would suggest that the selling pressure is not as intense as the buying pressure that was required to push them up to their recent highs. And it really does now hinge on whether they find support at a progressively higher level to demonstrate that demand is coming back in at a higher level, that people are willing to come in and pay a progressively higher price for these precious metals. And that would really help to cement the view that we are back into an accumulation phase. The indications are certainly pointing in that direction. And if we continue to see the progression of higher reaction lows, then that will further endorse that view. In the industrial metals, tin in particular was notable today. Having surged over the last 2 weeks, it pulled back sharply in here today. And just as with some of these other commodities, it will have to find support at a progressively higher level to signal that demand has returned to dominance beyond scope for a short-term rally. In the oil market, WTI was weaker today by $1.28. This has so far been a reasonably tight consolidation within the context of what has been an impressive advance. Brent crude was reasonably steady in here today, relatively unchanged on the day. So far, Brent crude's pullback has been relatively similar in size to that posted in July, and it would have to pull back by more to register an inconsistency within this 2 to 3 month advance and confirm that resistance has been encountered in the region of that $120 area. With oil prices at uncomfortably high levels and with grain and bean prices pushing on to new nominal highs, then and in addition to that, you have a number of other soft commodities that have the potential to advance from current levels, then there is the real possibility that there is going to be upward pressure put on food and energy prices. And while central banks don't tend to look at these prices in terms of their measures of inflation, that will act as a drag in terms of how people spend their money. So it is a headwind to economic growth. What the rally that we've had over the last 3 weeks, the last 3 months, has been dependent on was the expectation that there was going to be an additional liquidity injection. Mario Draghi has got a number of important decisions to make in the next few months, but it is looking increasingly likely that the ECB will continue to supply the European financial sector with the liquidity that it requires. The weaker that the Chinese stock market becomes, the greater the likelihood is that there is going to be some form of additional stimulus to that economy. The US market is probably the strongest growth market of the between Europe and the USA, and it is questionable as to just how necessary an additional bout of quantitative easing is. However, when we look at the results and the fact that growth is rather meager, then one could not rule out that there's going to be some form of additional stimulus. So we remain in a rather sensitive environment, and stock markets are in this position where they are unwinding short-term overbought conditions. But there is still the prospect that we are going to see additional liquidity pumped into these markets. And when one takes a big step back and looks at the very long term, then the greatest urbanization in history, which is representative of probably the greatest age of humanism that we are ever likely to see, remains the major theme in terms of global investment strategy and is likely to remain so for at least the next decade. And what we're starting to see is that companies that are leveraged to the growth not simply of their domestic economy, but to the growth of the global consumer, are breaking upwards to new high ground. And for a number of these, and I've posted a number of price and PE charts in comment of the day today, one can see that the decade-long process of PE ratio contraction and rising dividend yields has probably bottomed for a significant number of these autonomies, and we're moving into a potentially generational-long process of PE ratio expansion and contracting dividend yields for some of these major companies. The fact that some of them are trading at PEs in the region of 11 to 15, rather than their peak values back in 1999, 2000, which in many cases were in the region of 50, and some in the region of 70, and even Oracle at 140, does suggest that these companies have ample opportunity for multiple expansion over the next decade, and that is likely to represent a gradual shift in investor perceptions. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.